Hello, respected viewers. Here I am in Derry, Northern Ireland, United Kingdom, outside the house where George Barclay lived when he was Dean of Derry, because the cathedral is not a stone's throw behind here. You can't actually see it from this angle. So Barclay was famous for being an Irish intellectual, born 1785 at Dyset Castle, Thomastown, County of Kilkenny, and he was a communicant of the Church of Ireland. He was of, I think, exclusively English ancestry. They'd come over two generations earlier and attended Kilkenny College. We're walking past it, my goodness, that's 20 years ago. If I remember correctly, there's a plaque there saying that he went to that school, which was obviously affiliated to the Church of Ireland. There were hardly any Catholic schools at the time. So, you know, Protestants were up to 30% of the Irish population. Members of the Church of Ireland, maybe 15%, but they were disproportionately wealthy, very overrepresented in the learned professions and so forth. So it was recognised as an academic supernova. He went to Trinity College Dublin at the age of 16, that being the only university in Ireland at the time. A lot of people were still illiterate, so the curriculum was mostly Latin and ancient Greek, but using those languages to read philosophy, which was his major enthusiasm. And indeed, eventually he was ordained a priest in the Church of Ireland, and to be a Trinity Don, you had to be. But it opened up a very comfortable career, because there were parishes all over Ireland. Even there'd be only a handful of members of the Church of Ireland in that parish, still they would have a full-time priest there. So yeah, he also married well, married a Miss Foster. Her father was Lord of Common Pleas, as in a senior judge. He'd inherited money from an older woman who was friendly with, and so on. So he knew everyone who was anyone in Dublin high society. Jonathan Swift, who was Dean of St. Patrick's Cathedral. So Barclay, he was also a good self-promoter, networker, and Dean is number two in the diocese. So the bishop, he is number one, and the bishop was sometimes away out on the parishes, had to visit the parishes in his diocese, and therefore the dean would celebrate worship in the cathedral in the bishop's absence. And the dean was also in charge of discipline of the diocesan clergy. So he was here for several years before he was made Bishop of Cloyne. Now, Cloyne is a tiny place in West Cork, and in the 19th century, they rationalized the Anglican diocese in Ireland. It's now there's the Diocese of Cork, Cloyne and Ross. The three were amalgamated because it was ludicrous to have a bishop when the Protestants were about 2% of the population. And not even then, not all Protestants are Church of Ireland. Some were Methodists or Baptists or whatever. So they put the three together. I think it's Ross the one that actually functions as a cathedral. There's Cloyne actually in East Cork. I'd never even been there. It's a village. They're theoretically a city because it's got a cathedral. And so he was there for 9 years. He'd gone to live in Rhode Island for several years. And in those days, if you went to America, you would never come back usually, because you know it was a long and somewhat risky voyage of like 8 weeks. So he and his good wife, they're blessed with half a dozen children, four of whom survived to adulthood. That was actually quite a good survival rate for the time. So being an Anglican clergyman meant, you know, a free house, a decent salary, and almost no work. It was the only job to do. No wonder, so many people wanted to do it. They wrote so much, they had time. And he travelled to England extensively. He was a friend of Alexander the Pope, the poet. Of course, Pope was a Roman Catholic, so he wasn't very sectarian. Having said that, I'm not sure he had said anything about abolishing the penal laws. Was not really into politics, but best known as a philosopher for immaterialism. This is this ludicrous notion, as a clever, stupid person, only an intellectual could believe this. Like they say in Dangerous Liaisons, like most intellectuals, he's intensely stupid, believing that physical things don't actually exist, they only appear to do so. So he was a near contemporary of Dr. Johnson, Samuel Johnson. I'm not sure they ever met, a bit younger than him. How would you refute this claim that physical objects don't actually exist? And Johnson's saying, I refute it thus, and kicked a big stone. So, you could just, with one splice of Occam's razor, rid yourself of that one. Anyway, so then he retired. He lived in Cloyne for a while. On a visit to Oxford, he died, and indeed he's interred in Christ Church Cathedral, which is Oxford's cathedral, which is also, indeed, the chapel of Christ Church, a college of Oxford University, the only college in the world to have a cathedral as its college chapel. So, that's him. And then It's about a century after his death, there was a craze for all things Berkeley, particularly in the United States, because some Americans regard him as their first philosopher. Though he wasn't American, he spent several years there. And of course, when he was there, this is well before the Revolution, there was no notion of an American nationality. And that's why the city of Berkeley in California is named in his honor. Incidentally, his ancestors, they were major landowners in Gloucestershire. And that's why there's this Berkeley Castle. I know it looks like Berkeley, but pronounced Berkeley. Berkeley Castle, where King Edward II was killed either by starvation or having a red-hot poker shoved up his rectum. So that's why there's the famous the University of California has a branch at Berkeley, as they pronounce it. Okay, anything else about that? George Berkeley is not the Scots Berkeley, spelled B-A-R-C-A-L-A-Y, as in Barclays Bank. So there he is, lived here for some years in obviously considerable comfort. So many people were in dire poverty around him. So, but he wasn't really concerned about anything practical. He was concerned about epistemology and these very abstruse and rarefied branches of philosophy. I could never get my teeth into it. All right, so that's enough for about Bishop Berkeley. Right, toodaloo, everyone. Thank you for your kind attention. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, today PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Oh, yes, there is St. Columba's Cathedral. Cullum kill Columba, same person, as in dub in Latin. The Irish saint, I think it's from Donegal, founded this about 546 AD, maybe not this exact spot. You can see why it's a good spot, because we're almost at the top of the hill, but fairly near the sea. And then Iona, the monastery at Iona, where many kings and queens of Scots are buried, and indeed some Norse monarchs as well. All right, so that's enough from the Diamond of Derry inside the walled city. Toodaloo.